Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill vision of Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Algiers on the first leg of her 3 African nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Stronger partnership with Africa high on agenda. Mumbai court remands 2 accused in Baba Siddiqui murder case to police custody till October 21st. Week-long international Kullu Dashera festival begins in Himachal Pradesh. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 4 days. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England beat Scotland by 10 wickets at Sharjah. Another match underway between India and Australia. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi today visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the 3rd anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. Using the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, 156 infrastructure gaps relating to first and last mile connectivity issues of major sectors of the economy such as coal, steel, fertilizers, ports, food and public distribution have also been identified by concerned ministries and departments. We have more from our correspondent.
PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan has incorporated 44 central ministries and 36 states and union territories in the planning and execution of infrastructure projects. This initiative has achieved a milestone by assessing 200 big ticket infrastructure projects worth over 15 lakh crore rupees of various ministries. The National Logistics Policy under this scheme aims to reduce logistics cost, improve India's logistics performance index, ranking to be among the top 25 countries by 2030 and promote data-driven decision-making. Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu reached a short while ago Algiers on the first leg of her 3-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. This is the first ever visit by a president of India to the 3 African nations and comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 group during India's presidency. India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa as it is very important and critical for their own growth and for the growth of the Global South. During the 3-day visit in Algeria, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Algerian President Abdelmadjid Tebboune and other major leaders. Talking to Prasar Bharati correspondent, Indian Ambassador to Algeria, Dr. Swati Vijay Kulkarni said, India and Algeria share cordial relations and cooperation in several fields.
जब उन्हें इंडिपेंडेंस मिला 1962 में तब हमारा देश सबसे पहले था जिन्होंने औपचारिक तौर पर राजनीतिक संबंध प्रस्थापित किए हमारी जो रिलेशनशिप है वो वे बैक जाती है हम दोनों इकट्ठा नाम में काम करे हैं वी शेयर कॉमन सॉलिडारिटी एज डेवलपिंग नेशन सो ओवर द इयर्स द रिलेशनशिप हैज ग्रोन स्ट्रांग बिकॉज वी हैव म्यूचुअल ट्रस्ट वी हैव कॉमन शेयर्ड इंटरेस्ट तो आज ये विजिट जो है ये विजिट एक नया चैप्टर खुलेगी जिसमें ये जो हमारा वाइब्रेंट प्रेजेंट है और बेटर टुमारो है उसके लिए हम बढ़ावा देंगे
Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
During the 3-day visit to Algeria, President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the President of People's Democratic Republic of Algeria, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, and other major leaders. The President will also visit the cultural and historical sites of Algeria like Makam Ijahid, the Martyrs Memorial, where she will be laying the wreath. The President will also visit the Roman ruins, mausoleum, Hama Garden. The President is also scheduled to address the India-Algeria Economic Forum. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October and the final leg, President will visit Malawi from 17 to 19 October. Mayusha for Akashvani News.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU, scheduled to be held in Geneva beginning today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the Assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The Assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva tomorrow. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the Assembly. The delegation comprises Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Singh, Secretary General of both the Houses and various other members of Parliament. BJP has appointed Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav as central observers for the Haryana BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. The party has also appointed Union Minister Prahlad Joshi and party's National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the Jammu and Kashmir BJP Legislature Party meeting to elect its leader. In the Baba Siddiqui murder case, a holiday court in Mumbai today remanded two accused to police custody until October 21st. Mumbai Police's crime branch has further said that they have identified the third accused in connection with the case, adding that he would be arrested soon. The 65-year-old NCP leader was shot dead outside his son Zeeshan Siddiqui's office in Bandra East by three assailants. Mumbai police presented the two accused, Gurmail Singh and Dharmaraj Singh Kashyap, in Mumbai's Esplanade Court. The court has also directed to present the second accused again after conducting his ossification test, a medical procedure that estimates a person's age by analyzing the degree of fusion of their bones for determining age. The suspects Gurmail Singh from Haryana and Dharmaraj Kashyap from Uttar Pradesh were nabbed by the police yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back to the news at 9. The week-long International Dashara Festival in Kullu, Himachal Pradesh, has started today with traditional customs. Governor Shiv Pratap Shukla inaugurated the event. On this occasion, a grand chariot procession of Lord Raghunath was carried out at the historic Dhalpur ground, in which thousands of people participated dressed in traditional attire. Our correspondent has filed this report.
At the inauguration of the International Dashara Festival in Kullu, a grand procession of Lord Raghunath was taken out at the historic Dhalpur ground, accompanied by the sounds of traditional instruments. The week-long festival was inaugurated by Governor Shri Pratap Shukla. Thousands of people in traditional attire were present on the occasion. More than 100 DTs participated in the chariot procession. Culture troops from 25 countries will present their performances, and various sports competitions will also be organized. On October 19, the Kullu Carnival will be held as part of the International Dashara Festival. Chief Minister Sukhinder Singh Sukhu will attend as the chief guest at the closing ceremony on October 19. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Durga Puja, one of the most significant religious festivals in the country, culminated today with the immersion of Goddess Durga's idols in water bodies. The immersion ritual is the final act of the festival, symbolizing the return of Durga to her celestial abode. It is a moment of both celebration and sorrow for devotees. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 4 days. It has also predicted light to moderate rainfall over Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh during the week. The weather office said southwest monsoon has further withdrawn from remaining parts of Bihar, Jharkhand, entire West Bengal, Sikkim and some more parts of Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Assam and Meghalaya. IMD said southwest monsoon is likely to withdraw from remaining parts of the country during the subsequent 2 days. Registration has begun for the Prime Minister internship scheme at the online portal pminternship.mca.gov.in and will remain open till the 25th of this month. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to provide 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during the financial year 2024-25. The objective of the project is to provide 12-month internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years for 5 years. The total cost of the pilot project is 800 crore rupees. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju today asserted that the central government scheme are being properly disseminated to the masses through media units under the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. He was speaking at Nagpur Akashwani after holding a review meeting with officers of various media units under the ministry in Nagpur. On this occasion, officials of the Press Information Bureau, Central Communications Bureau, Akashwani and Doordarshan were present. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has directed ride-hailing platform Ola to implement a mechanism that allows consumers to choose their preferred method of refund. The CCPA has asked the company to develop a way for consumers during the grievance redressal process to choose their preferred mode of refund either directly to their bank accounts or via coupon. Ola has also been instructed to provide consumers with a bill, receipt or invoice for all auto rides booked through its platform. The recommendations are likely to ensure greater transparency and accountability in its services. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. we'll bring an insightful discussion on consumer rights and responsibilities with Nidhi Khare, Secretary, Department of Consumer Affairs. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests on the understanding of consumer rights and responsibilities to help make empowered choices. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-233-1444 9:30 p.m. onwards tomorrow. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp on the number 92890-94044 or post your question on X with the hashtag AskAIR. French President Emmanuel Macron has called for an immediate ceasefire in Lebanon. Mr. Macron emphasized during a phone call with Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri that a ceasefire must be reached immediately in Lebanon. Mr. Macron also expressed deep concern over the intensification of Israeli strikes in Lebanon and the tragic impact on civilians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today called on the UN chief to move UN peacekeepers deployed in southern Lebanon out of harm's way. Mr. Netanyahu's appeal on UN chief Antonio Guterres comes a day after the United Nations interim force in Lebanon, known as UNIFIL, refused to withdraw from the border area despite five of its members being wounded in Israeli fire in recent days. The International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction is being observed across the globe today. The day aims to raise awareness and promote a culture of disaster reduction and risk awareness around the world. The theme for this year is empowering the next generation for a resilient future. This theme highlights the role of education in protecting and empowering youth for a disaster-free future. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England beat Scotland by 10 wickets in the Group B match at Sharjah this evening. Chasing 110 runs for a victory, England made 113 with 10 overs to spare. Both openers, Maya Bouchier on 62 and Danielle Watt-Hodge, 51, remained not out. Earlier, opting to bat first, Scotland made 109 runs, losing 6 wickets in the allotted 20 overs. Meanwhile, Australia have set a target of 152 runs for India in a Group A match at Sharjah. Earlier, Australia won the toss and elected to bat first. In table tennis, India's top-ranked pair of Ayika Mukherjee and Sutirth Mukherjee have scripted history by clinching the first-ever medal for the country in the women's doubles of the Asian Championships 2024 at Astana in Kazakhstan. The Indian pair, ranked 15th in the world, settled for bronze medal after losing to Japanese combination of Miwa Harimoto and Miyu Kihara 0-3 in the semifinals today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill vision of Viksit Bharat. President Draupadi Murmu reaches Algiers on the first leg of her three African nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Stronger partnership with Africa high on agenda. Mumbai court remands two accused in Baba Siddiqui murder case to police custody till October 21st. Week-long International Kulu Dashera Festival begins in Himachal Pradesh. IMD forecasts heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh during the next 4 days. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England beat Scotland by 10 wickets at Sharjah. Another match underway between India and Australia. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.